Proclamation number 7058 of 7th of March, 1958. Rays of the spiritual sun. And no matter how gloomy it may be around you, you can consider yourselves fortunate when the spiritual sun sends its rays down upon you and you stand in the light of truth. What shadows your path of life on earth are only misty formations which always disappear, which once have to give way to the light when you step out of the earthly sphere, when everything earthly remains behind and the soul returns to its true home. But you would never seek the light if you were not oppressed by darkness. In an always sunny earthly world, you would not feel that your soul is still in darkness and thus do nothing to provide it with light. But once you are in the realm of the spiritual sun, your soul will become bright and clear, and then you will no longer be oppressed by the darkness which still surrounds you on earth. And the spiritual sun can truly shine for all of you. For anyone who sincerely seeks me will already place himself in its sphere of radiation, and he will feel the light and warmth very beneficially, and then he will also pay less attention to the earthly affliction because his soul will rise from the earthly sphere and strive towards the light which shines for it. The spiritual sun is my ray of love light which constantly takes its path out into infinity but does not tolerate any resistance or it will remain ineffective. The spiritual sun is the light of realization which also shows people their relationship with their God and Creator and which therefore also makes the human being happy because he now feels my love and therefore also reciprocates it. Anyone who is in this ray of love will also no longer feel excessively burdened, whatever may still happen to him in earthly life, for his spiritual sphere is no longer earth as such. The soul far prefers to dwell in the spiritual sphere which became apparent to it through my ray of love light. And even though it is still bound by the body, even though it still feels its sufferings and afflictions, it can nevertheless impart so much strength from this spiritual sphere to its body that it will also be better able to overcome all earthly difficulties. For the spiritual sun has an all-pervading strength, providing the soul willingly opens itself to its rays, that it turns to where it can also be struck by its ray. The human being has to consciously make himself my own. He is to consciously look for light and warmth with me, but then I will also enfold him and he will be surrounded by my sun of love which never sets, which lets a glorious day arise out of the night, whose rays have a powerful effect on the soul's coverings. And no matter how much the human being seems to be, in the shadows earthly, my sun of love will also chase away these shadows, and the soul's images, which it was previously unable to see, will now reveal themselves in all clarity. You humans must choose for yourselves between day and night, between light and darkness. And so that you long for the light, you are often beset by dense darkness. So that you long for the bright day for yourselves, you must walk through dark night. And good for those who long for light in the darkness. These will also irrevocably enter the radiant sphere of my Sun of Love. Yet anyone who feels at ease in the darkness will also remain in it. But as soon as the spiritual sun shines on a person, he leaves all darkness behind, his desire to come closer to his God and Creator, from whom the light emanates which makes him happy, becomes ever greater. He recognizes me myself in this light and his heart now opens wide to receive me in it. My illumination of love ignites the flame of love in him and it blazes towards me. The strength of my ray of love flows over him and he now spares no effort to reach me, whom he recognizes as his father of eternity and to whom he now offers all his love. Amen.